Yerushalmi Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara continues with other halakas nageya to Svarim, Sifrei Tanakh, and Megillahs and Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Tolim is Svarim. You ought to go ahead and suspend letters in Svarim and Sifrei Tanakh by writing them even above the line. Says the Korban Eda, Im Shaka Tevo Os, Svarim, you missed a letter or a word. You could put it between the lines. You could fix it that way. You could fix it even hanging another letter above to be able to make it to fix the mistake. You could fix it on put on top. That you could do by Svarim. However, if you missed a letter or a word that's in spot, you can't go put it on top. And you're not allowed to put the word or the letter on top, and it's not going to be yotz. If you suspend it on top of there, it is not going to be good. And the question is, what the reason? Why can't you do it for tefillin and mezuzah, for svarim, and you can't do it for tefillin and mezuzah? The Gemara is going to now explain. Says the Gemara, why is the difference? Svarim shall go with tefillin mezuzah. If svarim are written with small letters, the way tefillin mezuzah are written, ain't told, but then you can't do it either. Tefillin mezuzah, custom is svarim. Or if you had tefillin mezuzah, were written with large letters like the way svarim are written, tolim, and you could be do it. So, merely, really, betzim is no nafkamina between svarim, sifrei tanakh, and tefillin mezuzah. It's just a question of what letters, the size letters you write. If you write big letters, you could do it. If you write small letters, balash and nashura, then you can't do it. If you write tefillin mezuzah, b'ksav, milksav, yoni, then you could, but in big letters, like Greek letters, you could do it. But if you write in small, balash, b'ksav, ashuras, then in Tolbehem, then you can't do it. Then you won't be able to do it. That is the way the Gemara is answered to explain that, because then if you have the wide space lines, you could put another letter in it. But if it's done together, by Ashua, written in the Tekillin, like written in, like a Tefillin and Mezuzah, which is written small, one after the other, one letter and one word after the other, then you can't mix anything in, you can't put anything, another letter in. If you missed it, it is not good, you can't fulfill it. That is what the Gemara's answer is at this point. Says the Gemara Vayta. Mara says, what about the Rabbi Zarbi Shem Yamimi? If a person is sofer when writing these letters with ink, that amam that got erased. So what's the halacha? The Mara says, Ima, it's about Yerushalayim. If the entire parasha is written this way, kasha, it's good. Vim lav, it's kasha because you go, since it's written that way, so the black ink, it's going to be fine. However, in life, if you didn't write the whole thing this way, just some of it, puzzle, and it's going to be puzzle, because then it's not, it doesn't look well. It doesn't look good. It's not a complete thing. Says the Korban Eda to explain. Even a big customer ksav call a very light, then the whole parasha is written this way, is okay. But if not, it looks like it's kinemuma, like it's a mixture, like not fractured, and it's not going to be good. That's why Korban Eda explains this halakha, why this would be different. It would not, that you would not be able to do it because it doesn't look wholesome. It doesn't look clear. It looks like it's spotted. It looks like it's not written in a clear fashion, part faded, part not. It looks very spotty. It looks very, very unprofessional. That is not going to be good. That's one way to learn the Gemara. The other Mepharshim have a different way to learn the Gemara. The one Mepharshim learn different, pay motion. Others learn a little different. Says the Gemara, Vaita. Gemara says, what about halakha of tefillin mezuzahs? You have halakha of tefillin mezuzahs, just like you're writing svarim, king comes with tefillin. So too, the writing and tefillin mezuzahs is the same thing. Same halakha as you have a chiyuv by svarim, same halakha the Gemara is explaining that you write in a certain way, the language of the way you write in halakha letters of writing is the same way you have to write svarim, the same requirements that you have by svarim is how you have to write by tefillin mezuzah, it's the same format. And we'll see what we're referring to. Gemara gives an explain to explain what halakas are we referring to, that the different halakas we're coming up with to explain what we're referring to. Not the Gemara. I'll give a number of examples. First halakha, if there's a hole in the parchment that's through the leg of the letter hey, so therefore it's no longer surrounded by parchment. If you scrape away some of the ink and it remains still a small leg, it remains there, it's considered a kasher os. But if not, it's going to be considered os. So if you take away, rub away that part, it still looks like it's a small os, an os, but a small one, you can go ahead and still looks like an olive, that you can go ahead, you can, it's kasher. But it's not. If not, it's not going to be good, says the Kavanah Eidah, to explain. Im gardo eitz aneka, if you make it by the hole, and still left a little bit of an os katana, it's going to be good. Even though it's a smaller end of size, the regular, the other letters, it would be considered good. But if not, if that's missing, then it's going to be pasul, no leg is remaining, then the whole thing comes out, it's not going to be pasul. And that's the halakha l'maisa. Mr. Brewer brings down clearly this halakha as well. Quotes from the Lashon of the Rambam and the Lashon of the Mechaber, that this is also considered the changing of an os takes away from the kosher letter. It could be smaller, but it has to be a certain size. But it's enough of a legible letter that would be sufficient enough to be considered good. But if it's completely removed, then it's no longer an os of a letter, and then halacha will not be good. It will not be, even if the rest of the letter is very big, but no small leg is left, it's not going to be good. Says the Gemara. What if you have a letter gimel that's touching the edge of the parchment? If you go scrape away some of the ink, still be a letter, small letter remaining there, that's considered good because still is a surah of a letter gimel. But if it's not, if the leg doesn't remain there, if you scrape away and it's cut off, then it's going to be possible because it's no longer considered a gimel. It's no longer a kosher gimel. It's missing the letter. It's not kosher. And therefore, it will not be good. Says the Gemara, another halacha. What about, what if there's a hole in the middle of the base? If you have enough of a parchment around, clap around the letter from all sides, then it's good because it'll still have a base. Even though there's a hole in the middle, it's still considered a base. I'm love. But if not, if there's a hole that affects the letter itself, then it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good because then it's going to be the middle. It's going to be fine, but if it's going to be like where it touches part of that base, the letter itself, that is not going to be good. That passes the letter. It's not going to be good. Even though you stole it because of the tzura of the base, but it still has the size of a base, but lamaisa it takes away from the letter. It's not going to be it's not going to be good. Not going to be a kashra, a kashra letter. Says the Gemara, another halakha. Let's understand first these. We have three halakhas here. So Gemara wants to know. I'm a lehav zayim. Is the makiz the rav? We got a halakha. All these halakhas by agreement. If we rate the letter tzura remains, it's good. If not, it's no good. Try and believe Yashi does Rashbadi. Both of these halakha, both makiz rabah, both disagree with the halakha reichin madnada. The letter cannot be fixed by scraping away. That you can't do. The letter is not good before. Good by its on its own, you can't go ahead and matter it, kasher it by scraping away some of it. That's the difference between the three shitas. Says the Gemara, Vashian, the Kamedu explains that if you have grade the mahani, grade you can do, but not if you go ahead. Both argue on Ashayan that says grade the mahani. If you're scraping away to make the letter, that's not going to be good. If you're just scraping away, the letter still retain intact. You're just removing the impediment, that's good. But if the scraping away creates the letter, that is not going to be good. Chaviyar, we have to say no. I'm going to say differently. They actually agree with him. Go ahead and look at one, mingle together letters and scroll other kind of letters and mix together. He wrote the letters touching each other, mingling with each other. Is tani kosher? One lot of the Bryce says it's kosher. And it's tani, but another Bryce says it's puzzle. So what is it? Is it puzzle or kosher? Which is it? So after Gemara, Rashi Rav Yochanan explains, man yama kosher mamata. The one who says it's kosher refers to if the letters touch at the bottom of the letters. And the apostle, my mouth touches on top. They're going out, Seinu, Tifartenu. The example of out, Seinu, Tifartenu. These letters, if the letter Nun and the Vav in the bottom touches the Vav, that's okay. But if on top, it's going to be no good. Depends what it says the Kartini Kasha. It means that Tzachat would see the Gemara and explain what the letters did. If it starts on top, if Tifartenu on the bottom is touching is good. If it's on top, Meshach HaNun is not going to be good. If it's going to be on top, it's going to be good. It's going to be on the bottom, it's a matan. Gemara says it's going to be good, but if it's on top, it's going to be no good. That takes away the two of the letters. So the Gemara says, no, it's a kaksiv. The words are tsecha, when it says your land, and you touch the bottom of the thing, that's geshayla, whether it's considered good or not. Because it cuts off a little bit of the chaf, of the tsecha. The bottom touches off part of that. It still goes a question of whether it's going to be good or not, because is that the letter or not? Is that cutting off the letter or not? Is that considered good? Says the Kabbalah, in Moshach, regala takton shal tzadik. If a letter of the tzadik goes down, kosev ha'kof b'seicha, and it's written in the middle of it, the letter is cut off, then the shaila is whether that's considered a good letter or not. Is that considered mixed together or not? Because it's only in the bottom part. The letter itself is a good letter. Just the extension of it. The extension is the part, the chaf that goes long. That's the part that's connected. Is that a problem or not a problem? So that's the Gemara says. It's a suffix whether this is considered good enough. So both cases, l'chayra, would be considered good. In the case of Ashjim, when we said you have a hole in it, that's a different halacha, because the letter actually touches the letter, so it's not a good letter. It's the letters itself are not kosher. You have to scrape away to make the letter. That's a different, that's Gemara says, kuliyam alopli, that's not going to be good. But over here, the letter is good. The letter is big enough share. It is a full letter. It's clear what it is. Just at the bottom, the extra extension of the chaf is what is touching something. So that's the question whether that would pass or not. And that the Gemara is a suffix. But that has nothing to do with the original shayla. The Gemara says, a separate halacha, the Gemara brings down. Well, a person shouldn't daven in a place that's a very high place. He should daven in a low place. He shouldn't daven up standing up very high. Why? Most of my time, I mean, I'm a makim kersikos. You're a part of the image from the depths. You should daven from the depths. You should daven from a low part. Daven from a high part. That's not. That's inappropriate. That's a gaiva. That's balei gaiva. My makim is a small person. It's humble. That's where a person should be. My makim. It's where makim aleve. It's like a makim gavoi is a gaiva. You're on a high. On a high. You're talking to Hashem like a panim upon him, so to speak. You can't daven when you have to go to the bathroom. Person has to go to the bathroom. You have to go. It's not covered. You have to go daven. You have to go to the bathroom first. You have to soak an awkward. You can't do that because you should. You have to go to the bathroom. Why? So you must explain. What's the reason for that? How come the crowds are like, if you prepare to go to Hashem, he's scavenging the crowds. So you have to go directly. Have kavanah to prepare yourself to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You start with the Yochel Kavanah Kol Kach. Says the Kavanah. When you have to go to the bathroom, you're focused on getting to the bathroom. Focused on holding back. That's not. You can't have kavanah that way. You have to go stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're fully focused. You're fully ready to miskaven. And that you can't do if you have to go to the bathroom. That's the reason why you can't do that. You guard your legs when you have to go to Hashem. What does that mean? When a person goes to the bathroom, you have to make sure that no drops come out when you're standing by from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go to a shul, and you have to go to the bathroom. You should make sure that you go before. You shouldn't have any drops come out in standing in the shul. Tipun, it's inappropriate. It should not be. It's not right. So Gemara says, if you have bedakim, because small amounts of urine comes out. Vagasim, if you have to really go to the bathroom, you have to go. There's feces going to come out. Yochel spoil, and you have to go held yourself back. That you could do. In other words, you that's a thing. Yourself, you can go. You can hold back. If you can hold back, you can wait for to move your bowels. But for your dakim, for your urine, which comes out little by little, that you should prepare yourself before. Says the Kormenator. Mayor Aglaim, and so half say a few times, you have to stop in the middle because he could feel a little bit, it's pressure. You feel a little bit drops coming out. That's inappropriate for davening. But Gedolim, to move your bowels, a person can hold himself back. Hold yourself back, you could daven and wait because you could wait for a while. And Mayor, that doesn't take away from a person to be able to daven properly. That you can do. That you can hold yourself back, that you're able to do, that is not a concern in davening, in tefillah. Lamaisa, this is something you don't find. Some Gemaras that have this in the Bavli, we don't make enough gemita between Ketanim and Gedolim. It's a question of whether you have a certain amount of time. If you have 72 minutes, a day of holy parsa, that's the share whether you go. It doesn't make enough gemita between Ketanim and Gedolim. Here, Gemara in the Bavli, Yerushalmi makes enough gemita, which you don't find in Halakha, and you don't find in Bavli itself. So the one Halakha. Guard your leg when you have to go to the Beis HaLakim. What does that mean? Guard yourself when you have to go to the Beis HaLakim. To go call to Hashem, and you have to die. You should be prepared. You should have good naki. You should be able to have a body full of naki from sins, from katan. It's not referring to going to the bathroom, but it means when you're being called to Shemayim, you should be able to have a naki. You should go be full again. Two pshatim, either because you should remove your prepare your body should be clean when you come to a Beis HaLakim, or it means the other pshat is the Beis HaLakim. She nikolayilam. You come to Akash Baruch Hu Din. You should be tov a naki. You should have no sins. Your body should be naki from chet. from all types of tumah and chet. Tomorrow, Rabbi Yekocha Baruch, take the pasuk, your sword should be a blessing. A pasuk in Mishle, what does that mean? He mekarka lekever baruch. You should go to your grave, you should be baruch, you should be blessed. You should go with purity, says the Korban Eidah. What's blessed? It means, shekoros lekever, you baruch mekol ha-mesim. You baruch, it's all the mesim will tell you, you should be baruch, baruch baruch. Baruch, you came in a good place, you came in a good matzav, in a good state. They're going to say, well, welcome you, baruch. Okay, baruch below it. It's like the Gemara. It says a pasuk in Kehelas, the time to die. What do you mean? That we know when the person's died. We don't know when a person's born. What is it telling us? We don't know when the time comes. Fortunate the person whose time of death is like his birth. When he's born, he's clean of sin. He should be dead when he dies. At the end of his life, he should also be naki. When the person's born, he's no katayim. You're born clean in a pure state of purity. There's no chet. So, Motu, when you die, it should be the same thing. It should be the same thing. You should be naki from all sins as well. It should be the same thing when you go to the next world. It should be the same thing. Zak the Gemara. If a mezuzah was made like a half a katzitza, which means it's made on a line that is kalita, that's slanted. It's made in a round shape. You see, look, the Mefarshim explain what it means that the chalita should not like a half a dome. Chatzi gulim, says the Korban Eidah, like a half a dome with long lines on top that go extend long and then the ones inside go short. The last lines have to be Shirel Yonah, top of line. If the whole line has two lines below it, so it has to be three words. The middle one has to be two words. The bottom has to be Aloritz. Has to be with words Aloritz, the last two words. If the bottom one lasts, the last only one word, it's no good. Has to be that at least when you're doing it in such a way, like a semi-dome, a chatziagol, that it has to be, at least that there should be set up in a way, the different Rishuros, that the bottom one has at least two words, Aloritz, on the bottom. But if only has the word Allah Haaretz at the bottom, one word, that is not going to be good. That's going to be puzzled. That would not work. It has to be at least two. What's another look? Rav Zura says, B'shem Rav Kizda, I also give in simpon. If the mezuzah was made like a simpon, the mezuzah was made like a musical instrument, shaped like a musical instrument. So then it must be the same thing. How is it shaped? Depends. You have three lines. Have to be sure you're on the top line. It's about to be, that to be three. The bottom has to be two. Shalosh tiv dem three. I thought the middle one should be two. And so it's many or dead. Middle one, I don't know. I don't know how many words it should have. The bottom, we know what the bottom one, the top one, and the bottom one should be. The middle one, I'm not sure how it should be. What's the? Does it mean to have two words or three words? Either way, it could be a full line or a partial line. Not covered. And he says we're not sure. He's not sure which way it should be. Does it have to be? It could be either one or two. Two or three words, it could be either way. It could be that it would be considered good. The Gemara is not sure. Zok the Gemara, another halacha. Said over the name of Shem Kanano. All the different say halacha in the name of Zura. All said the same halacha. So what do they say? If the ink was seeping out of the holes of the parchment, it's pasul. It's not going to be good. It has to be written with the parchment is on the cloth and is not seeping it into the holes. If there's a hole and the ink goes over the holes, that's not going to be good. Then the letter is no good. It has to be that the ink is around, not around the hole. It can't be part of the hole. If the hole is part of the letter, then it's not going to be good. It has to be that it's not, well, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch explains this halakha, that it has to be that the hole can't be filled with ink. It has to be the ink around the hole, but not on the hole itself. The hole itself is not going to be good. It's the way Korban Eidah explains, the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch like this as well, that it's not going to be good if the ink is around the hole itself. So the Gemara, hey, what do you do if you have a situation like this? The ink is in the hole. Look at the Shona, you should lick the parchment with his tongue. The medicine, the ink will stop from going into the hole, and that will stop it. Your saliva will soften the parchment, and you'll be able to go and stop the ink from going into the holes of the Korban Eidah, and that would stop it. Mochak is a kol, and that would be good. It would be sufficient to be good. So Gemara says this is the system of how we do when we write the Sifrei Tanakh about making sure the ink stays and does not roll into where the hole is. This made a mistake when he's writing the Sefer Torah, and he left out Tishmah Hashem. He left out Hashem's name. He made a mistake. He was writing a pasuk in the Torah, and he left out Hashem's name. What do you do? He's talking to Hashem. Say, he wants to tell us Hashem. You should spend the name of Hashem on top in the space above the line. He's tiny. You have to go erase the word. and goes and then write a shame properly to us hakol and suspend the original letters that were erased on top of them. You can't suspend the makogis. Can you write the shame on top? Suspend the shame Hashem, or go ahead and not have it. It's disrespectful to shame Hashem. Erase it, put the shame Hashem, and then make on top the word that you erased. To make room for the shame, you put that on top. That's the way Mefarshim explain. Go ahead and do that way so that it does not covered for the shame Hashem, that you put that on top. That is the way to do it. It's like the Gemara. We pass and look like the one who says, erase the letters, because when you write the shame, we don't pass like the one who says, put the shame on top, but you pass and look to erase the letter, put the shame in the line itself, where it belongs, and then on top you put the suspend the word that you took out, you put that on top. That is how we paskin halakha lemaisa. So after Gemara, not all the time. There's an exception to this rule. What if the person left out the word ani Hashem lekeichem? Mutter, then it's permissible to put all the three words on top. Why? Because it's all Hashem's name. So then you're not leaving out something. It's all the words, even though one of these words is Hashem's name, but it goes together. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem is Hashem's name. That's not kavod. But the Ani Elokeichem together, you're putting it all together on one line, that's going to be good. That's not disrespectful to Hashem's name, and that you could do. So at the Gemara Lama, why are you allowed to do that? How can you do that? What's the heter? And so since there are three letters, oh, Meshivikol, is doing that because there are three letters, and that's why there's like a full line on top, and that's why it's not disrespectful. Or maybe Gemara says because the phrase has a regular word to it. You're putting the extra word on top. You're saying ani is a regular word. You're putting Hashem. So that's not really, you're not doing it and putting Hashem's name alone. You're putting a regular word. So is it because the three letters are doing it? Because you are putting the word ani, which is a regular word, and therefore it doesn't look like you're just putting Hashem's name on top, which would be disrespectful. They go on after, what's your kasha? What's the difference between these two svaras? Both of them the same idea. Who cares? What's enough gemina between them? Oh, yeah. No, because the words are Kel Kim Hashem. Because really it comes out that there's all Hashem's name. Well, if you say three words, that's three days, three letters, that's why you're allowed to do it. But if you say because it's called, it's Kol, because it's a Kol Dika word, it's a regular word, ordinary word, it's not Kol. There's no ready word. Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is all Hashem's name. Ani is also a use of Hashem's name. So that would none of it. So if you say the only reason why you could do that because you wrote a word Kol, then you couldn't do that on top Ani Hashem Elokeichem because there's no Kol. So therefore, Nafkimi would be. But if you hold that, you can do it because you have three words, then you can do it, then you can do that even if it's any Hashem Elokeichem. So the Gemara, Lashem Tzrika. What if the word is Lashem Tzrika and you left it out? It's questionable whether you could go ahead and put Lashem on top. Katzrika. Oh, yeah. What about the word Ba'ashem? Is it questionable whether you can do that or not? It's same. It's not just Hashem, it's Ba'ashem with a base, or Lashem with a lamed. It's not just Hashem's name, it's with a additional lamed or a base. Tzrika, what's the halakha? Is that considered divrei chol? Or is it because you have an extra letter? Or do we say, no, it's Hashem's name? If you can't do it, or you can't mix it together, you can't put it on top, you have to put it together, or you can. What do we do with these things? So the Gemara says, Gemara doesn't answer. These two shailas, the Gemara doesn't answer whether it's considered a shame Hashem or not. Would you do it now? We pass in Lamaisa or Chumra on this. And if you left it out, we do not put that on top. It would be tricky. We paskin that you can. Gemara doesn't answer it, but we don't do that. We consider it not covered, and we don't do that without an extra letter to Hashem's name. That we do not do. That we do not do. Gemara continues. Another halacha. You write hey in the word of Hashem. You have to write it below the knee of the lamed. You have to write it in such a way that the hey is below the lid of the lamed. That next to the bottom part, that's where it has to be. When it says, Halashem Tigmuluzos, when writing the word Hashem Tigmuluzos, Ha Lashem Tigmuluzos. You have to write Ha Lashem Tigmuluzos. You do this to Hashem. This is the way to write it as a separate word. Liktafe says a carbon aid that the Halashem Tigmuluzos, Lamata, the Nishma, she table found. That's to make it look like it's a separate word. Venivash Hashem Tigmuluzos, because that's what the translation is. To read it that way is a separate word. That's the way you translate it. Lashem Tigmuluzos. So it's another word. To read it as so that you're reading it for the lamed, so the would be in such a way that the you're reading it in such a way would be considered together. A large use of it would be considered enough as a separate letter to determine if you would be reading it as if it would be a separate word, but that's the real translation of it, and that's the one who's supposed to write it. Stop over here.